setting the bar stories or what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
And literally, it's usually a segment that we devote to criminals who are stupid, right?
Right.
And people who are just failing at life and stuff like that, we can kind of snicker. But imagine this. If you can manage to make it through the day without having to take a class on how to make phone calls, you're doing okay.
There's a class to teach you how to make phone calls?
Yeah, in Nottingham College in England.
Cheerio.
Yeah, that's right. Right. They're offering a class on literally that. How to make phone calls.
Is this for like people who grew up in like a texting generation?
Yes.
Like nobody calls, so maybe you didn't develop like, those skills?
Yeah, the focus is on etiquette, confidence. Homework includes calling restaurants to ask what time they close instead of just Googling it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Now, I guess these, some of the kids in this class are only 16, just the way college works in England and stuff like that. So, but it's still amazing how uncomfortable a lot of the students are in this class with this class.
Okay. I at first thought this was remarkably stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of now think it's necessary.
you're jumping on the on board.
I feel like, I mean, when I was in college, we had bowling for a class.
Yeah, I mean, hey, look, every college has like those
stupid classes.
Those classes that are easy credits or maybe filler that maybe you want to learn about.
Exactly.
And you just have credits to burn.
Credit. Exactly.
Yeah.
But for this, I would say there is probably an entire generation who is growing up not really developing those communication skills, those interpersonal communication skills. And maybe this is actually necessary. Now, calling a restaurant to ask about what reservations? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or what time they close or things like that. Just calling to talk to people. And,
and
one of the biggest things about the class from students was they are more confident texting because they can think about what they want to say, how to craft it. And they
You're on the phone with a live person,
you've
got to be able to come up with those words.
That's right.
I would also say, I think the bigger issue is just like getting on the phone with a peer and just talking, having a conversation.
Which is funny. Yeah, I will say
that's a skill.
My older two daughters, Isabel and Sophia, who are at U of L, they are absolutely amazed, dare I say floored, that Zoe, their younger sister, talks on the phone with friends.
She's more advanced.
I know, and they're like, we don't even do that.
Yeah, Zoe's advanced. Yeah, she's developing the skills that you and I grew up with because texting wasn't an option.
Sorry, kids. Your old pals Ben and Kelly
back
are a little older.
We had phones where you could see the guts.
Oh, shoot. Anyways, yeah, there is a class that you can take, Nottingham College, there in England, on how to make phone calls.
Listen, you're calling this a setting the bar. I'm actually saying I think every college needs to incorporate this class.
Maybe it doesn't
Not
need
just
to be
college. It's high school.
Maybe it doesn't need to be a class. Maybe it just needs to be a part of
at least a lesson.
A lesson.
It needs
to
be a lesson incorporated
in
social
studies.
Yeah, social studies. In high school. In high school, we used to have like home ec.
Yeah.
And shop class.
Yeah.
Helped you build clocks.
And sew a bear.
Exactly.
Right.
I had to make a sweatsuit that I had to wear to class. It was a Coca-Cola sweatshirt. Remember
Coca-Cola
was popular?
Yeah, is there
Coca-Cola
a photo of that somewhere floating around?
No, and I think I ripped my pants by the end of the day. But what I'm saying is these real-life skills, classes, lessons need to work their way back into the curriculum. I'm on board with it. I'm not calling it. It's a feel-good.
All right, well, call it what you want. That's in our Setting the Bar segment.
Okay, it's a feel-good.
99.7 DJX.